Just a minute. Yes?
Good day, Mrs. Stone. You are Mrs. Stone.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh,
don't be frightened. I'm not selling anything. Just be calm, relax. I'm Carver Melville.
Yes, Mr. Melville.
Mrs. Stone, I want to talk to you.
About what?
Now, you're wondering about what? Oh, you said that, didn't you? I tried to phone you, but...
Oh, the phone. Excuse me, 1 minute. Alice, I'm sorry, I'll have to call you back. Yes, there's someone at the door. Frankly, I'm not sure. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Sorry.
Donna, get me the bucket! Will you hurry up to the bucket?
Now,
Mother, where's the shampoo?
Second shelf on the left. Oh, I am sorry, Mr. Melville.
Please, please. That's exactly why you've been selected.
Oh.
Very kind of you to ask me to dinner. Very kind indeed.
Oh, you'll find that Hilldale is a very friendly place, Mr. Melville.
Especially when they find out why you're here. Very interesting.
Whoever thought you'd be involved in a social experiment?
A research project.
Oh, that reminds me.
No, don't hurry. Just do everything at your normal pace, or our figures will mean nothing.
Hi, I'm home. Gee, I'm sorry I'm late. We had a flat right out front of the stadium. Boy, did we ever tie up traffic. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, Mr. Melville, this is my son, Jeff, Mr. Melville.
How do you do?
Jeff, guess what?
What?
Mr. Melville is studying mother for a research project.
My mother? What for?
Because I'm fascinating high.
You are? Hi.
Yeah, she is to us. Your mother has been selected along with 24 other women in town because they are typical of the average American woman. The advertising firm I work for is interested in finding out exactly how much time the average woman spends on each of her household chores.
You see? This is for meals, laundry, and marketing. You see, if I want to time my vacuuming, I pull out this little lever right here, and when I'm finished, I push it in.
And the time is recorded on a tiny roll of tape inside.
Hey, that's really neat. How long is this going to last?
1 week, starting tonight. So get going, I'm recording.
Oh, okay.
Well, Jeff, there is such a thing as coming back for seconds, you'll go.
Oh, don't worry, I will.
Work sounds very interesting, Mr. Melville.
Our research is the key to the future. And I'm proud to be in the army of locksmiths.
I still don't know why you picked Mom.
Yes, what exactly makes Mrs. Stone so average?
Oh, Mrs. Stone is typical. Take my word for it. She is the average woman. Absolutely average.
Well, we've always thought she was kind of special.
Well, of course, she's your mother. But for our purposes, she is perfect. She fits our tables on the average woman to a T. To a T.
What tables?
Well, this is all documented research. Taw, as we call her at the agency, T-A-W, the average woman, is in her middle 30s, has 2.5 children, has been married 17.8 years. She spends approximately $94 a year on cosmetics, including an average of 4 pounds, 3 ounces of cold cream.
Wow, you really do have the facts on them.
You make them sound like just statistics.
Well, in my business, that's what they are.
Well, gee, tell us more.
Well, For instance, when you were kind enough to invite me for dinner, I could have predicted with reasonable accuracy exactly what would be served. And that it would be served buffet.
Really?
Leftovers. Oh, not that it isn't delicious, but end of the week usually means finishing up to the average woman. If it hadn't been turkey, it would have been roast.
Well, how about dessert, or did you see it?
No, I didn't see it. But I can predict that there will be half of a chocolate cake, unless you're above average in the sweet tooth department, in which case there will also be a pie, apple or berry.
Boy, you're a genius.
Well, thank you. But it's just the result of scientific study.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It really is.
Anna, you just missed a very fascinating few minutes.
I'm sure. Mm. Fruit for dessert.
And a chocolate cake.
There isn't any chocolate cake.
Well, I saw it in the kitchen.
And the blueberry pie.
But you are both mistaken.
Well, I'm sure I saw it.
So am I.
Boy, what's Mom so upset about? Or maybe I should ask you.
We don't deal in emotions, just cold facts.
Here, Mom.
Thank you, dear.
Boy, we never just had plain old fruit for dessert before.
Well, Jeff, you know I've never had a reputation for predictability.
Not even a cookie.
Do you use cream and sugar, Mr. Melville?
Yes, please.
Does she?
Well, since according to our tables, the average housewife is usually watching her weight, so I would say no.
Since when?
Delicious. Something more?
But no, thank you, dear.
I think I better get to school. Bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye, Dad.
So long, Jeff.
I have to meet Polly right before school. Bye, Daddy.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
I hope you feel better. I feel fine.
Now, honey.
If you're going to apologize, don't bother.
I don't know what's got you so upset, but just because you got out of the wrong side of bed this morning...
The average woman gets up on the wrong side of the bed 8.4 times a year.
Oh, so that's it.
And all of you, my loving husband, my adoring children, what would she do next, Mr. Melville? Like I was some nameless, faceless cipher, just exactly like millions of other nameless, faceless ciphers.
Honey, those were just statistics.
I am not a statistic. I'm a human being.
Yes.
And just because I happen to have the proper number of children and all the rest does not mean that I am a dull, predictable robot.
You know, as usual, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Usual? As usual? Huh? I suppose everything I do is as usual.
Well, we'll discuss it later. I have rounds to make. Goodbye.
Sorry. Your time is up. Dishwashing. As usual.
Paperboy.
Hi. Come on in.
And how is the good doctor's wife?
Well, I'm feeling very average today.
I see you're one of the chosen.
You know about it.
What kind of newspaper editor do you think I am?
The very best.
How about some coffee? I've got something to tell you.
Sure. Sit down.
Do you remember Jason Farnham?
Yes, he used to work for my father. Well, he left town years ago.
Oh, he's back.
Really? Well, how is he?
Rich as Croesus, silent as the Sphinx, and when last seen, mad as a hornet, he practically threw me out of his hotel room bodily.
Why?
Because I tried to get the facts. He's offered $50,000 for some worthless piece of land on the edge of town. I want to know why.
$50,000?
There's something fishy going on there. He moves in some pretty big circles back in Washington, you know. Now, if the land is worth that much to him, it may be worth a lot more to Hilldale.
You mean the government may have some plans, a plane base or something?
All I know is that you don't pay that kind of money for that kind of land, just to keep it vacant.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. And I said hogwash. That's when he escorted me to his door, to put it mildly. Well, no, he won't answer the phone, he won't speak to reporters, anything. That's where you come in.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Your father gave him his first break. I figure he owes you a favor. And I thought maybe you'd like to do me one, too. Get me the story.
Oh, Cal, I...
And do your civic duty simultaneously?
Oh, Cal, I'm no reporter.
I know. You're just the typical average woman with the typical average duties, typical average interests.
That does it.
I knew it would.
Beachwood Hotel, Carruthers speaking. Who? It's about time you returned my call. Yes, I'm upset. The linens were late, as usual. I don't care about your problems. My problem is running this hotel. Yes, madam.
What room is Mr. Jason Farnham in, please?
Mr. Farnham does not wish to be disturbed.
But I'm an old friend of his.
Under any circumstances.
Well, if you would just tell him that Donna Stone, Donna Mullinger, is here.
There are no exceptions for either of you.
We could at least phone and ask.
I'm afraid not. Miss, if you're thinking of finding him on your own, I must warn you, there are 117 rooms in this hotel.
How jolly.
My staff has strict orders to see that Mr. Farnham is not disturbed.
Would you put this in Mrs. Langdon's box? 403, please?
Certainly, thank madam.
Sir. It is all right if I leave him a note, isn't it?
If you wish.
Thank you.
I'll see that he gets it.
How kind of you.
Service is our motto at the Beechwood, including privacy, if the guests request it. Yes, what is it?
A long distance calling. Mr. Jason Farnham, please. Not taking calls. May I have Mr. Farnham's room number, please? My party will...
Is everything all right, sir?
Typical duties and typical interests. 17.8, 2.5, 4. 4.2, 7.3, 4.6, 2.7.
It's a lovely room with a view of the park. I'm sure you will like it.
The devil's own time getting here, me girl. Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I thought you was the new maid.
Service is our motto at the Beechwood.
I am. And I don't be trying to card me. I mean, I know a chambermaid when I see one.
Now, don't you be too certain.
Is that the music of Dublin I hear?
It is, surely.
And no sweeter music, is there?
Yeah, why didn't you say so?
Put that on you. We'll have a cup of chat and a cozy chat later.
Oh, thank you. I suppose that Jason Farnham's been a bit of a problem to you, him being so rich and all.
525. Oh, he's a right gentleman, he is.
How would you know about him? Oh, the leprechauns told me. They say he has a pot of gold just like theirs. So, 525 is the end of the rainbow, is it?
I must commend your taste. This is our most comfortable room. Now, if you'll accept the hospitality of our dining room, I'll see that your room is made ready. Make up 204. And don't forget to vacuum under the bed.
Right away, son. Right away. St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland, but one of them landed here.
Ah, there now.
You're not through yet. One stray speck of dust and we'll both get the sag. They call him the Beast of Beechwood. Why, do you know that...
You're not through yet?
I won't take more than a shake now, son.
What are you doing? Oh,
the new girl, sir, is just anxious to make a good impression.
Well, get on with it. Carry on. Get this card out of here immediately. Wait a minute.
Wait! You! You! Come here!
Look, I didn't send for any...
Oh, Jason, how good to see you.
Donna Mullins. What are you doing in that getup?
Well, if you'll chain up your watchdogs, I'll come in and tell you.
Come on. I would say there isn't anything very average about you today.
Oh.
I would have loved to see Carruthers' face.
Oh, it was a sight. Oh, Jason, it's so good to see you.
Oh, you couldn't be half as delighted as I am to see you. You know, I was going to call you as soon as this was all over.
I'd have been furious if you hadn't. I want you to meet Alex and the children.
Oh, I want to, but aren't you forgetting something?
What?
Story.
Oh, yes, well, now that I'm here, I don't want to take advantage of our friendship to invade your privacy.
It's because of our friendship that I want you to know the story. It's about another average woman. I was a very poor kid, you know. I mean poor. Funny. The thing that kind of sticks out as sort of a symbol, I guess, was shoes. I don't think I ever owned a pair of new shoes till I went to work for your father. Everything I had was a cast-off, hand-me-down. Now, don't you go feeling sorry for me. I'm just giving you the background. Got over 100 pair of shoes now. But you want to know something funny? I have them made for me. And the last part of the process is stretching them, mauling them, sort of beating them up generally. Guess I just never learned to break them in myself. Anyway, you get the picture. We were poor. My father died before I was born. My mother...
Hmm.
My mother just never learned the secret of how to get rich and support six kids at the same time.
Oh, Jason.
Don't you go pitying me, Donna. I never felt poor or unfortunate. I may not have had shiny moccasins like those other kids, but those tired-looking clodhoppers my mother used to bring home for me, they were wrapped in so much love.
Jason, you know, I remember your mother very well. She was quite a woman.
That bit of land on the edge of town, that may be worthless to the city, but it happens to be the place where I learned the meaning of the words courage and dignity and truth. And I learned them from a very average woman.
Thank you.
She loved those trees out there. Hilldale's a growing city. It's reaching out now in every direction, but I don't want those trees cut down to make room for some factory or supermarket. And you can tell old Hogwash Winslow that for me.
Huh? I will. If you'll come and have a very average dinner with us tonight.
Why, of course.
Morning, Mom.
Oh, good morning, dear.
Honey.
Morning, Mother. Hi, honey.
Read your papers if you wish to be well informed.
Hey!
Finance, Farnham, and filial devotion.
By Donna Stone.
Mom, when did this happen?
Please, I'll answer all of your questions. Just let me find the right category. Let me see now. No, it's not gossip. Ah, here it is. Average leisure activity spent outside the home.
Now, come on, Donna, stop baiting us.
Honey, the average housewife baits her family approximately 6.4 times a week. You don't want me to spoil my baiting average, do you?
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.